Medea was short and slight, with a face like a silent movie star, all hollows and shadows. She had a spooky, if somewhat faded, glamour, and her eyes were hidden behind industrial-strength sunglasses. Her long gray robe hung about her in unflattering billows. A silk scarf covered her hair, bulging out here and there as the snakes stirred restlessly. Medea sat solidly on her seat, as though she had protected her post for ages without complaint, and was perfectly happy to sit there for ages more. The Gorgon was Honest John's unsleeping watchdog, and no one had got past her in living memory. But then, she'd never met Gideon Sable. She leaned forward a little, as though to get a better look at Annie and me, and for all my confidence in my plan, I still had to fight down an urge to take several steps back. I took off my sunglasses and slipped them into my jacket pocket. I didn't want her thinking I was trying to compete. According to the gossip I'd heard, once Medea had turned unwanted visitors into stone statues, Honest John would then sell them on as lawn ornaments. Unless they happened to be people who had seriously annoyed him, in which case he smashed them into rubble with a sledgehammer. Sometimes he sold tickets.
"Greetings, oh glorious goddess with the wriggling hair. Mad Mental Mickey salutes you, accompanied by the lovely and very well-connected Miss Ophelia Knightley."
"Knock it off. You're Gideon Sable and Annie Anybody. Did you really think you could con your way past me?"
"Well, that was the plan. How were you able to see through our disguises?" Medea indulged herself with a brief but disturbingly sinuous shrug.
"I see what is. The better to turn it into something else. I once had a friend who could turn people into pigs, but stone is more permanent. All you need to know is that I can see everything that exists with complete clarity."
"Good. I was counting on that." Before my last heist, the gypsy seer Madame Osiris had presented me with a crystal eyeball to help me steal the Mask of Ra from a casino in Las Vegas, and I never did get around to giving it back. When I looked through the crystal ball, I could see through all illusions, just like the Gorgon. Medea had to make eye contact with me for her transformation spell to work, and as she lifted her hand to her sunglasses, I produced the crystal ball from my jacket pocket. The Gorgon removed her shades with a dramatic gesture, revealing eye sockets crammed full of crackling energies. It was like staring at a lightning bolt that was heading straight for you.